for the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone. Long time gone is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down. Walking in the rain, down by the depot, waiting for the train. Long time gone is the evening train.
Long time blue
is an aching pain. Listen to the sparrow singing his song.
Listen for a voice a long time gone.
A long time gone is a silent song.
A long time blues keep a coming on.
The window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone. Long time gone is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down.
Incredible Mason Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Long Time Blues. A lot of artists recorded that, including Andy Williams, and I think what's her name? It just totally went out of my head, but that's irrelevant. Anyhow, a lot of people recorded that tune, written by Mason Williams right there. That was he. Started this hour off with Frank Jaxfield and Spooky, because it is spooky season. We are in the week of Halloween, and you may be listening to this on Halloween, for all I know. But it's good to be with you, and I'm Eric, and I'm here with you every week, whether you want me to be or not. And of course, you know, Halloween is not the only holiday that's being celebrated right now. In fact, there are several that you didn't know you needed to celebrate.
We'll be right back. Let me sing you a song about Vegas town and poor old Howard Hughes. Locked up there in his hotel suite, trying to find his shoes when he got so much to lose. How about Howard Hughes and all his blues? Well, his nurses and his keepers all stand around inside, guard the door and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. That's all they've got to do. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. If it wasn't for his money, I'm sure he could be free and walk around all over town just like you and me. But success is just a mess of overdues. Strip where the regular people pass, someone said he's not too well, I heard he's sinking fast. No one knows the truth about poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Well, he's always in the papers, he's always on the books, but no one knows who's his or who, or even how he looks now, or who is getting screwed. If it's us, you know who and all his blues. Success is just a mess of overdues. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Internet streaming services including Radio Garden, Streama, Simple Radio, TuneIn, and others, including slbradio.org/radio. Today, from Center of Life in Hazelwood, we will have two high school seniors joining us from Crunk Movement. They'll share original music with you. That will be at 10 o'clock. At 10:30 Eastern this morning, Shaler Area High School Sustainability Club members are going to talk about their work to protect the environment. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, a reunion of the band Coltrane. Ben Hartledge, David Long, John McFarlane, Ben Opie, and Nathan Peck together again in advance of their show tonight at King Fly Spirits in the Strip District. All that, plus puzzles, games, opportunities for you to participate. We've already heard from John in Economy Borough, Tommy in Virginia, Ralph out in the South Hills, and a few other folks as well. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. That's Richie Havens getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Our pop quiz coming up in just a moment. We had one of the busiest weeks ever here at the Youth Media Center. Just yesterday, we had 50 teachers, community leaders, coaches, and other adults, all who believe in trying to impart humanitarian skills and attitudes to middle school and high school students. It's part of the Light Initiative program that a number of our colleagues founded some time ago. And this was a professional development session for this individuals. And we had a chance to teach part of it. And also our space was just teeming with adults interested in helping to make the world better by working with students. The day before, on Thursday, 70. Yes, 70 students from Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts High School were here for a poetry slam of sorts. I was so happy to listen to all of it and to observe it. We hope to broadcast all or parts of it in the future, but they filled our space with original poems and lots of cheers and positive feedback as they did their work. Also this past week, we had interns from Northgate High School and City Charter High School. We recorded 4 podcasts for Kidsburg. Our youth media core met in the afternoon as part of our out-of-school time programming. I had a chance to get together with my old friend Kathy Naur from the Allegheny Front as we talk about some ways to bring youth voice to their program. Also during the week, the Northside Chronicle came by for a tour, and we welcomed about 25 professionals from children's museums and other museums serving youth and families from throughout the country. They came to visit. What a week. Those are just some of the things that happened during our week at SLB since we saw you last. And here's hoping you had a good week as well. Here now, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Drama is an example of a 5-letter word that ends in M-A. 5 letters, D-R-A-M-A. And the word enters in M-A. Our challenge to you is our pop quiz. Can you come up with 5 other words, 5 letters in length, that end in M-A? That's our pop quiz for 1-2-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Again, drama is an example of a 5-letter word that ends in M-A. Can you name 5 others? Share your answers with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Buzzing the blood red moon. If he feels it all like me, he's hoping the day comes soon. It's a night when sleep is just too much like death. I can taste the next nightmare riding sour on my breath. When I was a child, I'd sit silent and drawn, believing if I froze myself, the time would not roll on. And change scares me sleepless, so I just hold real still. It's the starting that stops me. Who knows what a fear can kill? Oh, and I've been drawn in the pain, I barely smacked into that pool again and again. Wistful as the buzzing of a September fly, plagued by some promise that our heart kisses in the air, and they blow where they will. Maybe warm a stranger's cheek, or make a runner stand still. And I've caught myself captive in a struggle to stay free. Now I wish all those unclaimed kisses would just sail home to me. My long dead grandma left some treasures behind. Found some words in her hand, felt them burn across time. She wrote, how comes love? Comes unsought, comes unsent. How goes love? It was not love that went. When I was a child, I'd sit silent and drawn, believing in my stillness, the time would not roll on.
Blessings. Are you in deep despair, caught in the headlights' glare, running out of air? Count your blessings. When there's nothing to be done, count your blessings one by one. Bend your knees to pray and carry. Just count your blessings one by one. Are your nerves on edge, standing on the ledge? Let us make this pledge to count our blessings.
Through, count
your blessings. Will you keep in mind and let your heart be kind? Will you seek and find and count your blessings?
You are a longtime Saturday Light Brigade listener, or simply somebody who knows folk music, especially from the 70s and 80s, you'll be pleased to know that that is Chris Williamson and a brand new song from a brand new album, Count Your Blessings, the song from Ravens and the Roses. I was tickled to see that yesterday when it came into our library. And because music comes in digitally and I saw no photographs or pictures, the first thing I had to say was, is that who I think it is? And it sure is. That's her 34th studio album and her first in quite a while. A very important voice in music. Drama is a five-letter word that ends in M-A, and answers are coming in. Here is Mark, who came up with llama, stoma, prima, trema, and crema, who he says, is a reddish froth on top of a shot of espresso. Jeff at Squirrel Hole has mama, prima, karma, dogma, and magma. And here's John. He's got a few that are longer than five letters. We're looking for five-letter words, but his are still good. In fact, I think most of his are six: trauma, stigma, plasma. Then he has a few with seven: Panama and pajama. Sue, with her five-letter words, comma, llama, mama, gamma, karma, and stoma. Sue is in South Park. Ron, it came up with aroma, stoma, llama, gamma, karma, and one that really made me laugh, Wilma! That's one I didn't think of at all. Thank you, Rod. Jim in Crafton Heights has karma, llama, derma, forma, mama, and parenthetically, Tara, firm. Kathy and Ty Nessa, as usual, came up with quite a few: karma, llama, mama, derma, aroma, enema, gamma, sigma, and dogma. And here's Barb in Oakmont: mama, comma, Gemma, I know a Gemma, Norma, I know a Norma, and Obama. Russ in King, North Carolina has llama, gamma, sigma, Obama, mama, magma, stoma, edema, enema, derma, dogma, karma. That made me think just now. of dogma, comma, aroma, anima, and drama. Well done. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Collier with Mama Dama, or Mama Dogma, aroma, llama, and prima. A few more coming in, including Gary and Franklin, who writes, never give a baby llama an enema. Mama will make sure to dish out her own karma on you. Or you may, or may even give you a myoma. Don't say I didn't warn you. And Tommy wrote a sentence as well. Tommy said, my llama prima had a pleasant aroma after I bathed him, but he developed an edema after getting too close to magma oozing from a stoma near our home. So I gave him an enema to help him relieve him, but he died after being exposed to gamma rays. My goodness. Mark has, let's see, lemma for approve, summa cum laude, gamma for photography, magma from a volcano as his words. Just a few more coming in. John in economy as karma, aroma, sigma, dogma, gamma, comma, korma, and edema. And he also wrote a sentence, the aroma from my korma dish earned me good karma from my brethren at Sigma Kappa Alpha. Well done. And I think we have just a few more coming in. Tom and McCandless with Karma, Burma, Parma, Ohio, Skoma Way in San Francisco, Soma Plaza in Verona, Broma Baking Blog, Terra Firma in Norma, and he adds Sama, Pittsburghese or maybe Brooklynese for the season of summer. And Rick is listening today in Mooresville, North Carolina. He came up with some longer words ending in MA, including plasma, dilemma, grandma, Alabama, and also a five-letter word, llama. And Bob in Washington, quite a few, both spellings of mama, also Wilma, Obama, and Roma, gamma, sigma, comma, Burma, and llama, magma, dogma, enema, firma, and karma, and Selma and Shema. My goodness, so many. Thank you for playing along with our pop quiz, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and they ring the bell, oh my true love, are you well?
Here she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Mary, he says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with her roving eye.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own boy by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she comes home. Let the boys stay as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's who is she? Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3.
Please would you tell me who is she?
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone.
The Rankin family here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our history riddle is coming up in just a moment. Susie sent a list of words. Actually, this is great. She wrote them down on a piece of notebook paper, snapped a picture of the notebook paper, and sent her answers to us. Lama, Karma, Dharma. Pharma, P-H-A-R. Pharma's got an extra letter, but it's still a good word. Also magma and dogma. If Ben Franklin had gotten his way with simplified spelling, pharma would be F-A-R-M-A. He was a proponent of doing just that. Chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our history riddle coming up in just a moment.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Thank you to the Kovacs family for your generous donation to SLB. Our December donor drive is going to be beginning before you know it. Giving Tuesday is December 3rd. Thank you for your support of SLB, and we hope you'll consider making a donation during our year-end donor drive. SLB and many other nonprofits whose work you value will be seeking donations on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd. If you would like to make an early donation, you can do so at slbradio.org/donate. And our new website makes it so much easier to donate online than in the past. slbradio.org/donate. Thanks. Now it's time for this morning's history riddle. His middle name was Jennings, and he was born in Bristol on February 13th, 1919. It was as a deep-voiced disc jockey that he first became exposed to the professional music scene. Instead of spinning the records, he started making them. And in 1955, recorded a heavyweight song that became number one on the charts on November 16th and stayed there 8 weeks long. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. His middle name was Jennings, and he was born in Bristol on February 13th, 1919. It was as a deep-voiced disc jockey that he first became exposed to the professional music scene. Instead of spinning the records, he started making them. And in 1955, recorded a heavyweight song that became number one on the charts on November 16th and stayed there 8 weeks long. 412-200-5975. You can also use Interact Live by going to slbradio.org/radio or call us toll free at 1-888-752-7234.
One more tribute to another singing piano player, songwriter, composer, Bobby Troup. He was famous for this one. It's about a highway, can you imagine? A highway, a road called Route 66. We're going to take you to California now. Okay, crank it up, baby. We're going to go to California.
Bob Dorough. With a song for Susie in Alexandria.
Kaluga! Hey, if you ever plan to motor west, take the highway. My way is the best. Get your kicks. Route 66. Now it stretches all the way from Chicago to L.A. More than 3,000 miles along the way. Get your kicks. Route 66. Now you come to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looking mighty pretty, you see. Amarillo, my hometown. Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona. Now don't forget Winona. Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you please get hip to this kindly tip? When you make your California trip, get your kids on Route 66. St. Louis, stop in Missouri, Oklahoma City is looking mighty pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, now don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you please get hip to this kind of tip. When you make your California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Now everything is heaven on Route 67. You just keep straight down Route 68. Everything is fine on Route 69.
Mercedes-Benz with MD plates, I have no trouble finding dates. I've got 1980 Subaru, one more semester, then I'm through. A slant six Dodge is no big thrill, but it's a car no atom bomb can kill. I make a lot of dough in a high-tech job, yeah, sure you bet. I drive a turbo sob. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, I've just airbrushed my Econo line. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I've got 1962 Biscayne. It won't start if it looks like rain. A four-wheel drive with extra chrome, I keep it on the paved roads close to home. Cadillac the size of an Amtrak train, when I drive I take two lanes. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. My Honda Civic is a real go-getter. I look great in it in my crew neck sweater. And my BMW draws applause. I am not bound by traffic laws. I got a Ranger truck. I'm for import quotas. I won't park next to no Toyotas. My Volvo wagon will seat six. It'll run on diesel or trail mix. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver, you find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, yes, so who's inside that automobile?
Bill Morrissey here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Bob Doreau, along with the Bill Takis, and Route 66. Here's our historical, in case you need to hear it again, or missed it. His middle name was Jennings. He was born in Bristol on February 13th, 1919. It was as a deep-voiced disc jockey that he first became exposed to the professional music scene. Instead of spinning the records, he started making them, and in 1955 recorded a heavyweight song that became number one on the charts on November 16th. It stayed there 8 weeks long. The correct answer coming up. Hello again to Rick and Barbara in Highland Park. A guess of Bill Haley from Kathy, not Bill Haley. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer and noted this was his parents' favorite song. Bob in Washington came up with the correct answer, as did Craig in Macon, Georgia. Philomena had a guess of Wolfman Jack. She is in Highland Park. And Mary Jean, by way of Mark in Irwin, came up with the correct answer as well. Here comes Tommy, who is in Virginia this morning. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
You knew who this was right away.
Yes, I did. Immediately.
Immediately.
That was Ernest Jennings Ford.
Yes.
A.K.A. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
You bet.
And the heavyweight song was 16 tons, which I'll have to admit is heavy.
It is heavy. It's a good thing the metric system wasn't in play. It would have had to have been a very different song. It'd be something like 14.5 kilograms or 1,000 kilograms. I'm trying to think. Yes. 14,000.
Metric tons.
Yes.
Metric tons.
Yes. Or we could do metric tons, I guess. 16 metric tons. Yeah. And what do you get? That song was really a monster hit, staying at the top of the charts for 8 weeks.
And it still gets a lot of play.
It sure does.
I hear it on the radio every once in a while. Yes.
Yeah, it actually, the message of the song still really fits, too. So it's a great song. Any plans at all for you today?
I'll be with some of my dear friends here in about 2.5 hours. I'll be getting together. We've got to spend the morning together. So, hey, I remember the Tennessee Ernie Ford TV show in 1955. I'm old enough to remember 1955. And the sponsor was guess who? Who do you think would be the sponsor for the Tennessee Ernie Ford show?
Oh, was it the Ford Motor Company?
It certainly was.
My goodness, that's interesting. Bless your pea-picking heart for bringing that up. That was his
line.
Yeah, bless your little pea picking heart. I don't know where he got that from.
All your little pea pickers. Yes. All your little pea pickers out there. Yeah, yeah.
He really had quite a voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, well done.
I'm going to say that maybe Larry Berger doesn't have Ernie Ford's voice, but he's got a wonderful show.
Oh, boy, thank you. Yeah, I don't. That's a voice. I was going to say that you're born with, but not exactly. He's got one of those voices.
I try to sing tenor, and it's very, very hard because I'm a baritone.
Mm.
And it just doesn't come out. But I can't sing the bass like Ernie Ford did.
Well, the number one advice when kids and adults but will ask us about, you know, how to be on the radio or how to do well on the radio, be yourself. You don't want to pretend to have a different voice or a different spirit or attitude than the one you have. And the other day, somebody said, why? And I said, because you'll never be able to keep it up. If you want to be an actor.
That is true. And if you're somebody else on the air, somebody else gets your paycheck.
Yes. Now, if you want to be an actor, that's a different story. But Bob just wrote.
You don't have to keep that up until the show is done.
Yeah.
but if you're on the air, you better use your voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bob in Washington just wrote 16 tons is 14,515 kilograms. So now we know.
On the pop quiz. Did anybody come up with anime?
Yes, we had one.
I didn't hear anime. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had one.
Okay,
but it's still good.
That was the Japanese and I can't even say animated series. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, enjoy your day. I'm going to enjoy your show, and I'll let you talk to somebody else for a bit.
Thanks. That's Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. And we stay in the state with as we go to Alexandria and say hi to Susie. Susie, we played Route 66 for you a moment ago because you mentioned you got a new car this week.
Yes, yes. I jumped about 20 years, not quite, but almost 20 years into the future. My car was a 2003 Toyota Camry. And I now own a 2021 Toyota Prius.
What a difference.
I mean, like, no CD player. I couldn't find my radio station. You know, it was like, you know, I'm gonna have to figure out how to connect my phone with Bluetooth and all this stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh.
We had the same.
But it's a great car.
We had the same future shock, so to speak, when we went from a 1992 Volkswagen to a 2016 Subaru, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at all these things that this car. We tend to keep cars for as long as they are safe and reliable, which can be a long time if you take care of them. And future shock, indeed, to see all of these new kinds of features that we weren't used to. So I can imagine.
Definitely.
The experience. Are you?
Well, and I'm taking my first road trip this morning. I'm going to a writing conference. It's just like an hour and 20 minutes away, but still. Oh, and then I have to drive up to Harrisburg because it's, you know, because of the holiday, I don't want to depend on the mail to get a duplicate title for my car that I traded in. Mm. So I'll drive up on Wednesday to Harrisburg to the DMV.
Oh, wow. You've got a busy. I was going to ask you if you have a road trip planned. Those are two extensive ones. Well, you knew who we were looking for, and Kathy and Ty Nesta just got the correct answer, too. Who is it?
It's Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Indeed, Tennessee Ernie Ford, and the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you.
And this is actually a song that I was introduced to because I'm, you know, younger. I mean, I'm not super young, but I am younger than the song. This is a song that I was introduced by your show.
Ah.
And it's actually on my playlist.
I'm glad.
A song that it pops up occasionally, and I just it's such a great song. I mean, it's, you know, I think a good song, you know, has a good message, but also just has such a great beat and the voice and everything else. I mean, it has all of those components.
Yeah, it's a showstopper. It's the kind of song
it really is.
You hear and you just need to stop and listen to it. And it's like that to this day. And he has some other songs, too, that are fantastic. But 16 Tons will always stick out, I think, as his best. Very very good performer, all in all. And we will play that song in a moment, so you'll get a chance to hear it. And we also have a parody of that song done by a woman named Patsy Montana about housework, and she calls it 16 pounds, talking about doing laundry and other things.
Oh, how great.
It's a little dated, but it still works just fine. So we'll get that on, too. Thanks so much for checking in, and here's hoping you have a great trip.
Thank you so much.
And I believe we've acknowledged all of the correct answers. Congratulations to you if you came up with Tennessee Ernie Ford. I only know a few other Tennessees. There's Tennessee Williams, Tennessee Tuxedo. Are there any others? I think those are the only ones I know. And speaking of the devil, here he is, finger snapping time.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper.
Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Some men say a woman is made from a rib, with a heart that is black, a tongue that is glib. You work and you sweat down to your bones. The same woman's place is in the home. You wash 16 pounds of dirty old clothes. Work and you sweat down to your toes. Your husband comes home. Now what do you get? How come my dinner ain't ready yet? Well, it's up in the morning at a quarter to six. Five or six breakfasts you gotta fix. You gotta do the ironing and mop up the floor. You never get through till a quarter to four. You get 16 bucks for to run the house from your ever so sweet and loving spouse. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause you're out of luck. I owe my soul to Susan Roebuck. I was married one morning, it was drizzling rain. I gave him my love, he gave me his name. That's all he ever gave me, except a couple of things. A whole bunch of kids and a $2 ring. You buy 16 pounds of black-eyed peas. A dollar's worth of those, a dollar's worth of these. You got no money for to pay your bills. If the landlord don't get you, then the taxes will. You gotta stay neat, and you gotta count calories, and that ain't fun. You gotta wear a girdle just to please him. You gotta stay neat, and you gotta stay trim. You gain 16 pounds, now what do you get? Another dirty look from your old man yet. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I'm getting too heavy to pass through the door.
Her name is Patsy Montana, following Tennessee Ernie Ford. That song is called 16 Pounds. On her album called The Cowboy's Sweetheart, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Philomena's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. I said slbradio.org/radio. Thank you, Mr. Engineer. You're welcome, Larry.
An acorn fell from a tree and tried to bop me in the head. I say to the acorn, is it something that I said? I'm just practicing my diplomacy. Everything is everything, and it's all right with me. A man stepped on my toe, and I say, oh, pardon me. I'm just practicing my diplomacy. I'm put on hold on the phone for what seems like eternity. The phone gets disconnected, but that's all right with me. Won't somebody just throw me a bone so I can chew the thing alone? Allow me to roam so I can get on safely home. Never in my day have I seen so much in my way. I'm just dodging bullets everywhere I turn. If it wasn't for this losing, I'd be winning every day and make a diplomatic way something to learn. Well, I go in to cash a check so I can buy a firm. The bank is out of money, and besides, it ain't my turn. I'm very diplomatic as a way to get my bread. The lady wants to see ID, is it something that I said? Won't somebody let me catch a break? I've taken about all that I can take. Won't somebody just throw me a crumb or sing a song that I can hum? Sound.